You've run at least 30 billboards around the state saying in Spanish, unequivocally, no on the Arizona law. And then there was this ad against the Arizona bill.
Meg Whitman es una candidata diferente. Es una líder de negocios lista para componer a Sacramento, lista para crear más trabajos y mejores escuelas en California. Ella respeta a nuestra comunidad. Es la republicana que se opone a la ley de Arizona y se opuso a la Proposición 187.
All right, you can stop it there. Ella significa... The translation is she's the Republican that opposes Arizona's law. Now, on a conservative radio show that ran at about 3 o'clock in the morning the other day, you said this on the Arizona law.
I'm running for governor of California, so I had to make a decision. Does the Arizona law make sense for California? And I have said no. I don't think the Arizona law makes sense for California because we have a much bigger state with much bigger geography. And I understand that immigration is a federal issue, but I would say, you know, the states have got to be able to decide what is right for their state. So I would let the Arizona law stand for Arizona.
The Arizona law should stand for Arizona, but in the Spanish language commercial, you said that you oppose the Arizona law. So, which is it?
So I oppose the Arizona law, have from the beginning. And you know Steve Poizner ran millions of dollars of campaign ads against me saying
so
that I supported Arizona.
So you opposed the Arizona law, but in the clip that we just played in English, you said you would let the Arizona law stand.
So what I was asked was, the context for that, what I was asked was, what would my recommendation be to the judge who was deciding that day? And I said, listen, I think given that the federal government has not secured the border, has not done their job, you have to come down on the side of states' rights and that Arizona needs to be able to decide what
they
think
is right
with them.
Well, why is the Arizona law wrong for California? What's this about a bigger state with bigger geography? This makes no sense.
So my view is I've got a better plan for California, and it is a much bigger state with many, 400
different
police jurisdictions.
Well, why wouldn't the Arizona law work because we have bigger geography?
It's not the only reason.
But it's the reason you said in that interview.
So,
and it's the opposite of what you said in the Spanish language commercial. You said clearly no on the Arizona law, and you said clearly in English that you were fine with the Arizona law in
Arizona.
That's
not true. That's not true. What I said is that states' rights have to preside here, and that I didn't think it was right for the federal government to be telling Arizona what to do. And I think the Arizona law is wrong for California.
Why,
and let me tell you why.
Why is it? Why can't we have local police calling the feds saying, I've got an illegal alien here? What's wrong with that?
In real life, when you have to get things done, you have to do things that will actually work. And my view is the three things that I want to do for California will work better than the Arizona law.
No, I want to know why wouldn't it work? All you're talking about is a cop calling the feds, and it's done all the time now. Just show Joe Arpaio's doing it every day.
You can see in Arizona this has created tremendous divisiveness. You're going to be involved in lawsuits
for 5 years.
It has
also led to many
illegals
leaving.
For many years.
Many illegals have left Arizona already.
Wait, it's
anticipating this law.
Divisiveness.
It's a wonderful idea.
It's got a 70% approval rate in Arizona.
And you're also going to see, I think, tremendous lawsuits on this. So why don't we do stuff that we know will work?
Well, just because there's opposition doesn't mean you don't do something. And there's always going to be lawsuits if you try to do something over illegal immigration.
So
you have to be stronger than that.
So
I know you're going to give us your three-point plan. Let me just point out this before you do. You were against sanctuary cities.
Correct.
You know the judge let that stand in Arizona?
I do. And I actually think that was a good part of the Arizona law. But what I think is, clearly, illegal immigration is a problem in California and in the country.
But so you don't want Arizona to do its own thing, to stop it. The federal government has done nothing for the last 10 years. And there's no sign that they're going to do anything anytime soon. So now states want to do things on their own.
Right.
So if California passed the 1070, you would not sign it as governor? Is that what you're saying?
That's correct. I have said that. I said it in the debate with Steve Poizner as plain
so
as day.
So you don't think police...
I said...
Police,
let me just be really clear.
No, you don't think police ought to call in to the feds and say, I have an illegal alien here. He needs to be deported. The cops can't do that?
So my view is that this is not the right thing
but
for California.
But why can't a cop do that? Why can't we have our police...
I have memorized your three-point plan, and one of the other points is the E-Verify plan.
Correct.
And the other part of your plan was going at, sanctuary cities, which we just talked about before, more border protection.
Correct.
These are two things that the federal government does that they're not doing, and you agree with that. So why couldn't California have a 1070 law which would help with those things?
Otherwise,
we're drive illegals from the state because the federal government's not doing it.
So my plan, I think, does a better job of having illegal immigrants leave the state.
But it counts on the federal government. Do you see the problem?
Guess what? The immigration is a federal issue. We have to count to some
degree. But you agree they're not doing the job.
So I agree.
How are you going to make that change?
But the next governor of California has to go to Washington, D.C., has to argue for better border patrol, has to argue for more resources. I will send the National Guard to the border.
We heard this from Schwarzenegger.
Well, wait a second. Nobody wants arguments. People want action. At least Jan Brewer in the Arizona legislature took some action.
Well, did you see what Jan Brewer said yesterday? She said, I'm not sure this Arizona law is actually going to work.
You mean what's left of it?
What's left of it? No, it's not going to work
from the beginning.
From the beginning? Well, she signed the law. And why wouldn't it work? All it is about cops making phone calls. The feds come and take the illegal alien away. It's not complicated. There's nothing mystical about it. It's very simple.
Plus, it's a great deterrent. It just tells illegals you're not welcome here. And that is where I think it was most important.
So you know the best deterrent is holding employers accountable for only hiring verified workers.
But you've
Do you know why most people come here?
But you said E-Verify doesn't work. You've said
that. Let me be very clear what I've said here. What I've said is E-Verify is in existence. Many companies use it, but it does have a false negative and a false positive rate. Before we hold employers accountable, we have to make sure that the system will work.
What because if the feds never fix the system?
That's the problem.
You think
the federal government's not dealing with this issue. That's why Arizona did what it did. Your plan is counting on them to work this out. You're saying you're going to go to Washington and straighten them out? Really?
Well,
if Obama's president next 6 years, they're not going to do anything. So the first 6 years of your administration, you're not going to do anything because they didn't do anything?
No, that's not true. So
then what are you
going to
do about employer sanctions if their E-Verify system is still broken?
So put the foot on the other shoe for just a second here. You're a small business person. You want to do the right thing. E-Verify has a 10% false positive, false negative rate. So you've hired
only 10%?
Yeah, it's only 10%.
Well, geez, 90% is pretty good. Then why don't we go use it?
Well, I would argue that we should use it, but we got to make it better.
Perfect. Because think about it. Wait a second. At 90%, maybe that's as good as you're ever going to get it, considering all the fraud out there. 90% is pretty good. You would not implement
most Californians would take
so
that
with a 90% federal approval rate?
So let me tell you what, when I have talked to many small businesses, I don't know how many small business people you have talked about.
All due respect, Meg, I asked you a question. If we have a 90% success rate with E-Verify,
it needs to be better. It needs to be better.
Really?
It does.
You wouldn't implement state
so
sanctions?
So you're going to go for perfect.
No, but I'm going to go for better than what we have today.
What is it, 91%, 93.6%?
I don't know what the right exact number here is,
well,
but
wait
what
a
I
second.
Will tell
we're
you
is... We have a narrow focus here. It's between 90 and 100.